Report, Trump's Remain in Mexico Stopping Anchor Baby Schemes. By John Binder on February 21, 2020. President Trump's Remain in Mexico policy at the United States-Mexico border is ensuring pregnant migrants are not using their court dates in the U.S. to then deliver their children on American soil, thus securing them birthright citizenship. Currently, Trump's Remain in Mexico policy has made sure that southern border crossers claiming asylum are returned to Mexico or their native Central American country while they await their asylum hearings in the U.S. The policy has prevented mass fraud where illegal aliens are released into the interior of the U.S. only to never show up for their asylum hearings and never leave the country. Local San Diego reporter Max Rivlin Nadler now writes that he has spoken with four pregnant migrants in Mexico awaiting their asylum hearings in the U.S. who were given future court dates after they deliver their child in Mexico, a process to prevent border crossers from arriving in America solely to secure their children birthright citizenship. Rivlin Nadler reports. KPBS has found at least four pregnant women who were turned away by Customs and Border Protection agents at the San Ysidro port of entry. Even though they had been given a court date in the U.S., some of those women say they were then given new court dates for the month after they would give birth. Others were never given a new court date and had their case closed by an immigration judge. Emphasis added. We told them our names, and the official said that we couldn't board the bus because I was pregnant and already 8 months along, Karina said in Spanish. She's an asylum seeker from El Salvador. Karina and her husband fled their home country after she says gangs tried to kill them. Emphasis added. In July 2019, NBC News published a report that detailed the flow of pregnant migrants waiting in Mexico for their asylum hearings in the U.S. to make sure their children obtain birthright citizenship. Last year, analysis by the Center for Immigration Studies revealed that nearly 400,000 U.S.-born children to illegal aliens, foreign tourists, and temporary visa holders, often referred to as anchor babies, were delivered. To date, the U.S. Supreme Court has never explicitly ruled that the U.S.-born children of illegal aliens must be granted automatic American citizenship, and a number of legal scholars dispute the idea. Many leading conservative scholars argue the citizenship clause of the 14th Amendment does not provide mandatory birthright citizenship to the U.S.-born children of illegal aliens or non-citizens, as these children are not subject to U.S. jurisdiction as that language was understood when the 14th Amendment was ratified. For about 2 years, Trump has signaled that he has reviewed signing an executive order to end birthright citizenship, otherwise known as the anchor baby policy. That executive order has yet to come up for consideration. Though Trump has signed an executive order that denies B-1 and B-2 visa applicants entry to the U.S. if they are only coming to the country to secure their children birthright citizenship. Today, there are at least 4.5 million anchor babies in the U.S. under 18. Exceeding the annual roughly 4 million American babies born every year and costing American taxpayers about $2.4 billion every year to subsidize hospital costs. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.